Today's learning is from the Mishnah of Chaim Elizabeth Shoshai and Moshe, but then the Rift Bas Moshe Israel, Rizkus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brock with Sarah Malcolm and Mat Yitzchak and Fagel Dina and Rizkus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun. We are almost at the end. Very short Sif over here, Sif Beis. Continuing the conversation about Erev Shabbos. Yarbe Bebosa V'yayim Megdonis Kefi Yecholta, a person when it comes to Shabbos, he should be Marbo in his in buying meat and wine and other kind of sweets and treats, kefi yecholtai, according to his ability. What does he mean by according to his ability? Says the Mishnah Berurah, kefi yecholtai, ayin la'el simen reish man beis, shama buya kol ha'prat ha'mazeh. Go back to reish man beis when we learned. Now, if you remember over there, we learned that there's a mitzvah to be mechabed and me'anigas a Shabbos. Part of kibud and being einig was buying the best things for Shabbos. We also mentioned this idea of the money spent on Shabbos does not come out of the cheshbon. On the flip side, we had mentioned this idea of the don't of asei Shabbat chachol va'al tetzarech lebrius, right? So we had the two ends of the spectrum. On one hand, we said don't go into debt for Shabbos. On the other hand, we said it's not going to count. And over there, we discussed this idea that yes, you're supposed to be marba, but it has to be with some sort of logical seichel for a person to go out who can't afford it and spend the $1,900 for a ribeye roast for Friday night, and he doesn't have the money, that would be inappropriate. Somebody who could afford it, the other rabbi, be mechabed the Shabbos that way. So you should be adding on something with Shabbos, but it has to be kefi yecholtai, based on what makes sense. But of course, we're supposed to try to stretch ourselves, and even, you know, even if it's a little bit difficult, spend a little bit more for Shabbos, but not to the point that it's going to go put you into the poorhouse. Okay, let's start Simon Reish Nun Aleph. Shaloi lasis malachim Erev Shabbos v'amincha l'maylah. So this comes into discussion of doing work on Erev Shabbos. What can you do? What can you not do? Ha'oisa malacha b'Erev Shabbos v'amincha l'maylah. If you do malacha on Erev Shabbos from mincha l'maylah, now we'll have to see shortly what mincha l'maylah means. Because if you remember, we've had this already. There's mincha gedayla, mincha katana. Mincha gedayla is basically on a summer day is around 12:30. And Mincha Katana is an hour and a quarter, is 2.5 hours before the Tzeis, right? So Yesh Mefar, Ein Arai Simen Bracha, you don't see a Simen Bracha from this work. We'll also have to see what does that mean, working, what kind of work. Yesh Mefarshim, that those who say Mincha Gedayla, that it means Mincha Gedayla. The Yesh Mefarshim, Mincha Katana, and there are those who say that we're referring to Mincha Katana. So before we get into the Rimah, which is going to qualify this a little bit more as to what we could do, what we can't do. Let's just see the Mishnah around. There's Oysa Malachu, Prakmatia, selling stuff, Shari. Umol Kalmaka, Mashram, Agamara, Dizman, Sagira, Sachanuyais, closing the stores, who Kaidam Zman Adlokas Nairs. The stores can be open all the way to Dizman of Adlokas Nairs. I am Bialach, Lakama, Simration, and Vav, but Mishnah Brewer, Sivkat Nalav. So we're going to get into what, so what, one second. We just said don't do work. Now we said the stores could be open. So we're going to have to break this down a little bit more. We'll see as we go through this simon. We'll try to get a little bit clarity on this simon bracha. My oisa malacha from that malacha she'af she'yaviach b'makom zeh. You're gonna say I went ahead and I didn't listen. I did do work and I made a good sale. I made a good profit. Ein aray simon bracha means that Hashem tells us how much money we're making and decides how much money we're making. So you might in your mind fool yourself. I sold this. I went into this deal Friday afternoon, an hour before this man, and I made money on it. Reality is, Ein Arai Simen Bracha, the Chacham telling us, means that whatever money you made here, you lost it somewhere else. So you didn't gain anything. You ended up, you lost because you put effort into it, and you didn't get anything. Mincha Gedoyla, Heine B'Shesha Mechza, from 6.5 hours into the day. U'mincha Gitana, Heine Teisha Mechza, that's 3 hours later. So first, the Mishabur tells us, you could go with the later option. Okay, the hashoyes heim zmanias. It depends on the time of the year. All this that we said that you can't do—that's your own work. I will poil on this gate. So by you have a job. You're working for someone. Is the bechayshem mishpat simin shin lamed aleph? This money he's samach l'shkiyas hakama. You work for something. Somebody you can't just tell him, hey, the mechaber told me I can't work, but I'm in chalomaylo, and now and then I'm going to be machber from mincha gedoyla. No, you work for someone. You have a job. You have to take it responsibly. All you can ask your boss for is enough time to get home Velitzlis loy dag katan, to roast a small fish, not even a big fish. Lahat l'glayas aner, to light the candles. So you're working for somebody else. You don't have a right to say I'm a firma of Yanam's cheshbon. And loy b'makom sheyesh minig kavua lifsek mekayim, unless the minig amakom is that that you stop earlier. V'ayim b'makom Avram u b'sefer Tosfos Shabbos. Okay, so let's see the Rama. Says the Rama v'dafke shoysam alocha derech kvat. Number one, he says this, that he says you can't do work. Means you're kvius, you're sitting down, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to go work. But if it's not there, if it's there, aval imu, I say it's derech hara, you get a phone call, and lefisha, like kavaleh, you didn't say, you know, here are my hours that I'm going to be working, shari, then it's muta. Ulechein, muta lichtoi v'gera shleimim, you have to write a letter, b'chol k'yotze b'zeh, you're able to do, let's see, mishru, derech hara, hai na fila v'schar, even if you're getting paid for it. So right now, we have as follows. So we have this idea, don't work late on Friday, and raise simon bracha. We had this question of it's mincha gedola, mincha katana. So the Ramah, the Mishabura told us that if you go with the mincha katana, which is obviously much later in the day, is nishka ferlich, you have a yeshami lismach. Second of all, it's obviously in the position to go with the more chamer dikshita, go ahead. And there are people who talk, don't work after chatzais. Then we have the Ramah, and the Ramah says, this that he said, don't do work, it's and raise simon bracha, is that you're sitting down for a kvias to do work, not that you just, by happenstance, you had some work pop up that you have to do. Now, so we also saw from the Mishabura, that was this idea, that your store can be open all the way to the Zman. So we have to see what that means. And what is the differentiation, what could be done and what cannot be done. And we go into Sif Beis, we'll get a little bit of a better idea in this. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, to fix your clothes, Litzarech Shabbos, that's mutta the whole day. So now things are starting to make sense. Says Ramav, who had big day chaveray, and who Litzarech Shabbos, so too, if you're fixing somebody else's clothes, if it's for Shabbos, you're not taking money for it. We'll see, there's an exception as to when you could take money. If you're writing Svarim, okay, that's also mutta the whole day. Says Rama, I will also lichtev l'chaveirei b'schar. You can't go ahead and write for your friend to get paid for it. So it's not your own chedush etayir, but you're writing for your friend and you're getting paid. Says Rama, continues, u'mestap from kol yom, taking a haircut, you can do the whole day. V'afilu mesap yisrael, even if the barber is a yid, it's okay, because l'tzarech Shabbos. V'yesh la'odam, we'll get to this last line of the Rama after this. So let's, now we're starting to see a little bit of what we could do and we can't do. Let's see the Mishabura. The Eina Neitel, that we said, number one, that if it's a Tzarek Shabbos, there is no, you can do whatever you need to do, a Tzarek Shabbos, which was why, said the stores can be open. The Imu Ani, She'ein Loi Ma Yoichel, says the Mishabura, what happens if you're a poor person? Shari, then even if to a Tzarek Shabbos, you can even do it for somebody else, even if you're getting paid. When it comes to Chalamayit, you need money for Yontif. Who I didn't call a Malachas, I'm a Torah's Be'eris Pesach, but Chalamayit, I'm a Torah's Be'eris Shabbos. Anything that you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach is, and on Chalamayit, you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, which means, for example, Dover Ovid would also be okay to do. V'afil yeshle lechem rakut tzarech l'tzarechit Shabbos la'anger b'bas v'dong v'mashkim toivim. If you have enough money for bread, but you want to have a little extra money so you can go buy extras for Shabbos, it's also muta. Gam ken yeshleim in the shari. Havalavach yeshle zari ma'oid. Without this, if you don't need the money, and it's don't go work for somebody if you don't have to, if it's late in the day. Kimashri kama paiskam vada enrei sim rachi yeshchas ishse b'zeh. Potentially can bring to Issa Shabbos and things like that. Lichtei chaveri b'sacha l'chein. Yizoy gam ken akaisis if for Torah mezuzas shalai yichtei b'sacha. If you're a cipher, don't do it for a fee. And why should tzarech atul mezuzah? I say for Torah atul, why should you dachel tzarech Shabbos? Unless it's needed right now, or if the cipher doesn't have enough money and he needs the money for Shabbos. Misapa Yisroel, if you're taking a haircut, you can do the whole day, even from a Jewish barber. Hey, I feel him. Misapa noitul sachar. Even if the barber is taking schar, and he it's very done. So why? Why is the barber allowed to take money from me on Erev Shabbos? Vatam. The nira lakosh oisam estapul tzarech Shabbos. Chayin shari. Everybody knows you're doing for Shabbos. It's not similar to fixing a beged where I'm not allowed to take money. You can't tell that it's Litzarek Shabbos. On the contrary, you better go to a Jewish barber. There's a problem with going to a Goyish barber. So now let's break it down as follows. So we had basically four categories. I have Malachal Tzarech Shabbos for myself, more than four. Malachal Tzarech Shabbos for somebody else. Within that category, I have a breakdown. It's Nikar and it's not Nikar. It's obvious Tzarech Shabbos. It's not obvious Tzarech Shabbos. Then we had general work that was done Ba'ifen Kva or Ba'ifen Ara. So Ba'ifen Kva, general work, that's not Tzarech Shabbos. You shouldn't set yourself up. Okay, I'm going to sit down Friday afternoon and I'm going to work on this deal. That's inappropriate. If it's Ba'ara, you get a phone call, somebody you have to deal with, you'll have to deal with it. When it comes to things that are Tzarech Shabbos, so it's going to depend. If it's for yourself, you're allowed to do it the whole day. If it's for somebody else, and hopefully you're not an ani, then you shouldn't take money for it. Unless, if it's nicker, clearly that it's Tzarech Shabbos, then even if it's for somebody else, you're allowed to take money for it. So those are breaks down pretty much what we learned till now. But he just goes a little bit more over here into the haircut. Charizal and Nizah Shaloy Legalay Chachamincha Filavera Shabbos. Darizal would not take a haircut after the Zman Mincha Nair Shabbos and Berika Vinasay. The Masha Kosav Achamincha and Achashiagia Zman Mincha. Veloy Marish Esval Mincha. Not that he daven Mincha, but after the Zman Mincha. Vahene the Kama Filavera Shabbos. Right, Salaim. Aloyma Vayma Choyl Shkoydim Shes Fal Mincha. Not only during the week before he daven Mincha, he wouldn't take a haircut because you're not supposed to do anything before you daven once it comes to Zman Tfilah. Even Litzarech Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, he would wait until he davened. What about the fact that people do take haircuts even though it's already by Mincha Katana? What's pshat? Why are we allowed to do that? Because they used to call out that it's time to go daven a Mincha in Shul, so you'd have a reminder. We discussed this as well. You could do an alarm clock that will remind you. It does bring down. If you do the alarm clock reminder, you can't just shut it off. When you get the alarm clock, you have to stop taking the haircut and stop doing other things because that was your reminder, unless you make a new reminder. Like Hashina Sheyava Yedei Zman Tefila. We're not worried that you're going to miss Zman Tefila. So he's going into a separate discussion over here. Can you take haircuts in the afternoon or not? We've discussed this already, so we don't have to go deeper into it. But that's the summary of what we could do Erev Shabbos and what we can not do Erev Shabbos. Let's just finish up the siman over here. The Ramah, the Yesh Ladam Lamayik Sassan Ludiv Erev Shabbos, because Yachal and Sarah Shabbos, a person's supposed to limit his learning slightly. Really, we're supposed to learn the whole day. Erev Shabbos, limit your learning slightly so you can get ready for Shabbos, take care of your needs for Shabbos. Let's see, Mishra Ruvi, Yesh Ladam Luchay Nain Kavin Yeshiva Bez Makarim Sarah Shabbos, they wouldn't have Shir on Erev Shabbos. Ube Sefer say the Yom Kassadim Ragalum Adavish Yesh Le Kitzvah. If you're learning something that has a specific time, I learn one blot, I learn 1 hour, that's okay. Or if I'm teaching Barab, Mukarash Rashi, Al Sidra, Mikra Davish Yeshai Kitzvah, if you're going to be Mava Sedra, that's a Davish Yeshai Kitzvah. Okay, like Ezrin Hashem Yimshach HaLeil, we're not worried it's going to schlep out. But what happens if you're going to sit down to learn, but you know when you finish learning, you're not going to find stuff in the store to buy? We already learned this. Then you can't. You first got to go shopping. We discussed this at length over there. We went through this already. If a person has a servant to take care of doing all his preparations for him, ain't sorry, you don't have to limit your learning. If you already prepared everything on Thursday, although we said it's better to do it on Friday. You can learn regular. Miu, however, as we said already in Reishonun, you have to do something with Kavod Shabbos. Even if you have a whole staff, a chef, and waiters, and everything else doing everything for you, you should still prepare something yourself for Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.